Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Say somebody's a legend because it makes you think like an old man with a cane and stuff, and they finally found you and you're a legend because everybody talks about you, what you used to do, you know. So rather than labels, you know, I don't like to be labeled as anything but a musician and Miles. Like, well, you know, brass, even if it's here, it's like practice. You don't have to practice every day. Just touch it, you know? Mm-hmm. In school in Juilliard, I used to keep my horn next to me. So when they had dictation, well, they played different phrases. You know, like an 8-bar motive or a 10-bar. If my horn is here, I could tell what key was in. But now I don't need it, you know. I can tell what key anything is in. But just the idea that you have that little contact with your instrument. I watch television, I practice. I turn on the black station, and I practice while I listen to it. I play with them. But you have to find your own way to learn after you go to school. Then it starts. When you get out of conservatory, it hasn't started yet. It's no shortcut. You know, I'm no accident. You know what I mean? White people give the black musician in America the attitude that they don't have to practice. You got it. It's natural. It's not so. You have to practice and you have to study. That's the reason a lot of musicians complain, like Wilmotha. Don't have, because the sound that I like when I was 12, 13, is a round tone. That's the reason I play.